Thank you very much, Marie. And again, I know there'll be questions, but we'll save those until we get everybody presented. So the third speaker, my pleasure to introduce Dr. Chaudhary Jalal. Chaudhary is research coordinator at BRAC, which is a Bangladeshi development organization, where he leads the work on food security and nutrition research.
I would like to thank the organizers first for inviting me here. And then another thing, which is when I look around the tables and I feel like, I'm between all those experts of international experts from different places. So I would not claim or, you know, go near claiming that I'm an expert. Instead, I'm going to share some of my experience and tell you a little bit of story about one of the projects that I'm involved in, which is Food Security and Nutrition Surveillance Project, and I'm going to share the lessons that we have learned. This is an overview of my presentation. I'm first going to talk about Bangladesh, give you a little bit of information about Bangladesh, then describe a little bit of the surveillance project and the rationale for the surveillance, and the challenge that we have encountered over the last 1 year, and the sustainability issue that came up, and then I conclude my presentation. So Bangladesh is a country with 150 million people living in 150,000 square kilometers. So this high density of population, as well as the environmental vulnerability that the population is exposed to, such as flood, cyclones, and other natural calamities. And also poor governance leads this country to be one of the poorest in the world, with about 50% of the population living below the poverty line, which is measured as consumption of less than 122 kilocalories per day. So given this poverty level, it's pretty much expected that the nutrition and food security situation would be not very good. And we have about 50% of the children stunted, which is less than the height that they are supposed to achieve for their age. And there is suboptimal infant and young child feeding, starting from exclusive breastfeeding, complementary feeding, and so on. So, and then the other issue is that women's nutrition is neglected. The government has taken many steps in terms of fighting morbidity, assisting pregnant women with antenatal care, and many other facilities from the health perspective, but not much in terms of nutrition. Even though there are a few nutrition projects going on around the country, both by government and the non-government organizations, but few are actually addressing maternal nutrition. And then food security. Given this level of poverty, it's expected that food security would be, big population would be food insecure. But we are hopeful in a way that the government, instead of claiming, which they used to claim, that we are becoming food secure by, in terms of producing enough food for population, which Marie has already mentioned, that it's more of production, agricultural production, which is staple-based and not relating to dietary diversity. But that claim is not made anymore by the government. So we're better off in terms of hoping that there might be a diverse diet, which the government is going to advocate for. So the project has been funded by European Commission, and it's run in partnership between Brack University, which is at this point responsible for administrative issues and basically management of the project from the broader perspective. And we have Helen Keller International, who is for the first 2 years responsible for the management at the field level, as well as giving all those technical supports, because they have been doing nutrition surveillance for quite a long in Bangladesh, but which ceased in 2006. So that expertise is being transferred to Brack University, as well as Bangladesh Bureau of Statistics, which is also a partner. And the overall goal of this project is to hand it over to Bangladesh Bureau of Statistics, which is a government organization. It's as a process of institutionalization. And the project is run by this project management committee, which is a five-member committee, and I am one of the members. And this PMC is assisted by the technical consultative group, bringing technical expertise into the project. So it's going to be a five-year data collection, which the first year is already gone, and three rounds of data is being collected every year. And Bangladesh Bureau of Statistics is responsible for the post-enumeration check, where they go to the field right after the data collection to make sure that the quality is being maintained. So why was FSNSP needed? I'm going to read out, strengthen and institutionalize the nutrition and food security surveillance system in Bangladesh and provide food feedback to the policymakers with regard to track progress in health and nutritional status. Many of them actually were presented in different presentations today. So this is kind of a link between the other presentation as well. Provide a system to identify vulnerable households and children before, during, and after disasters, and also to measure the impact of disasters in terms of nutrition and food security. And also to monitor coverage and impact of relief and rehabilitation programs that the government and other NGOs do run after the disasters, and establish linkages with other policy support projects, and then strengthen capacity of the national implementing partner, which is one of the biggest goals and we are struggling with. Now, in terms of sampling, we wanted to make sure that the sample is nationally representative, so we had to bring a lot of rigor in terms of statistics. And we took the help of the technical advisory group, which is made of some international experts as well as local level experts. And we also had to make sure that we covered the areas or regions of Bangladesh which are exposed to vulnerability. For example, if you look at the poverty map, there are, I'm not going to go into details, but there are regions which are different from each other in terms of poverty. Mostly the dark regions are the ones which are more poverty ridden, and the lighter regions are not. So if you look at the agroecological zones, this is something that also shows that they're different from each other, even though Bangladesh is a very small country in terms of the area, but there are differences in between areas in terms of agroecological zones. And also, in terms of climate, we see that, yes, there are changes in climate, you know, due to global warming, as well as other issues, other climate issues that makes one region different from another. So if we superimpose all of them, and in addition we include seasonality into it, the sampling gets really, really complex. So, but we finally got to something that was nationally representative, and so far we have been happy with that. But we are open to any sort of suggestions if comes up. And then we have to also consider the resources. As you know, it's limited by the funding that we are getting at this point. But on the other hand, we also had to think about when we transfer this technology as well as this whole system to the government, then it has to run by itself. So we had to consider the sustainability issue. In terms of sampling, this is how we did. MOSA is a unit within the villages that's specified by the government, and this MOJA, list of MOJA, has been supplied by the Bangladesh Bureau of Statistics, and we went to 20 households in each of three upozilas, in each MOJA, and to three MOJAs of each upozilas. And in each district, we went to three upozilas. So altogether, for each district, we had 180 households. And in total, in Bangladesh, we had 11,520 households per round. So if we add them up together for a year, we get a big sample through which we can actually estimate the district-level variability, whereas for each round, the number of households, we can estimate the division level variability. So the information that we collected was food security at house level, dietary diversity also at house level, and we followed the WHO guideline in terms of coming up with this, and which is pretty much similar to HDDS, household dietary diversity score. And we collected anthropometric measurement of women and children, children under age 5 years, and also collected infant and young child feeding practices information that has been, the questionnaire has been formed with assistance from IFPRI and AED. We also collected morbidity data for women and children and socioeconomic status and also importantly village level food market price, which is in the analysis will be controlled for. So that's one of the important reasons why I wanted to bring this up, was bring this project was to discuss about the challenges that we faced. This probably will not be similar to what you face in the developed country, but or maybe not even in the developing country as much as we did in Bangladesh, or maybe not dissimilar. But one of the problems was with the multiple interest group, which was in the technical consultative group. So they wanted to come up with their own questionnaire, making it bigger and bigger, which is not, as you can well imagine, going to be sustainable. So that was one of the challenge. And the other issue was between active and passive surveillance. As you know, if it is a passive surveillance, collecting data through the system that's already been running, we lose quality. So we were actually dealing whether or not we are going to lose quality or go for an active surveillance using our own system, own data collectors, and collect data the way we exactly want it to be. And on top of that, we had problems with having quality staff as well as experts who could deal with the data. So that's one of the issues that we can discuss if someone is interested to analyze the data. Then in terms of capacity building, because we wanted to ultimately transfer this whole system to the government. So that's part of the institutionalization that we are facing a difficulty with. In terms of partnership, since this is a large project and three partners involved, it's not that we have big problems, but some issues come up which we'll probably not be saying as problems, but issues or features, as my advisor would say. Then the sustainability question, how much of information do we need? How much of information do we need? That's the question with the making the questionnaire smaller so that it becomes more sustainable and be used more simply by any data collector. And then there's this balance between need for high volume of data and technical rigor, as well as sustainability. Do we need a high volume of data and not analyze it, or instead shall we get quality and small volume of data and maintain technical rigor and ultimately make it more sustainable for the government to use? And how best to use the data, because we still are struggling with getting experts to come and analyze our data. So this is one of the openings that's for everybody who are present here. So I'm not going to go further. And in conclusion, I would say that we attracted, which is a good sign, both scientists as well as policymakers in Bangladesh to look into nutrition and food security from a different perspective. And we generated high level of interest in nutrition among many stakeholders, apart from those scientists and policymakers. And as I have already mentioned, we need more help in terms of utilizing this quality of data. And it's also our pleasure that the government has already put a lot of effort in terms of making this successful and bringing it into their own system. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Dr. Jalal.